I have, if you're voting for mayor for the city of Chicago, a vital candidate on the phone. Paul Vallis, how are you?
I'm fine, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And congratulations on getting the support of the Chicago Police Union. In a way, not a surprise. I want to talk about that in a second. But since the Chicago Bear post game is coming up with Hamp and OB, I want to ask you this question. It has to do with this team called the Chicago Bears. Is it a done deal? Are they gone from Chicago? You know, when I talk to people I know who live in and around Arlington Heights, they say, well, there's some grumbling about it, but there's no real opposition. And I read in those suburban papers that it is a done deal. It's going to happen. But others say, wait, not really. And we had Lori Lightfoot, you've heard of her, on the show, a couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago maybe? And she said, no, it's not a done deal. I'm still hoping. So what do you think?
Well, it sure looks like a done deal. I mean, the Bears have purchased the property. The value of their franchise is probably going to skyrocket because of the nature of the property, its location, the ability to do so many more things than just build a stadium. So it sure looks like it's a done deal. That does not mean that I'm not going to make an attempt to find a way to get them back into the city, assuming, you know, you don't have to pay a king's ransom. You know, let me point out that, I mean, I think they've just soured on their relationship with her. And, so I don't anticipate her making any progress. There was an article in one of the papers just the other day about how a couple years ago they were reaching out to the mayor because they wanted to get the sports betting, the sports book. And she basically turned them down. Later on, she tried to blame the superintendent of the park district for basically it not happening. But, you know, it sure looked like 3 or 4 years ago there might have been an avenue for them to get the Bears to stay. But I just, we'll take another crack at it, but it sure does look like it's a done deal.
Well, certainly we have concerts that are there. There are some football, or shall I say soccer games, that are held there as well. But otherwise, I mean, doesn't this hurt the city of Chicago that the Chicago Bears, a huge draw, not only for Chicagoans to come downtown, but people from out of town to come into Chicago? Isn't that a huge loss?
Yeah, you know, it is. Although, given the location of the stadium, it's always been, having the stadium along the lakefront does not have the impact on the economy that Wrigley Field has, for example, in Wrigleyville. You know, because let's face it, it's not like the stadium is surrounded by restaurants and stores. And look at what Wrigleyville has become. And a lot of times when you've had Bear games, I mean, the downtown, particularly Lakeshore Drive, becomes so congested that some economic activity comes to a standstill. But having a major franchise, having an NFL franchise, is clearly a status symbol. It's clearly prestigious, and it certainly does bring economic value. Perhaps not the value that a more stadium located in an area that's surrounded by restaurants and shops and retails, the way they've built up Wrigleyville, perhaps has. But that's said and done. You know, the loss of the Bears, if it indeed is going to be a loss, would. You know, it's certainly not a positive thing for the city's image or the city's economy.
The last time I saw you, I think, Paul, was at Soldier Field, and it was an event. The Chicago Police Memorial is right there, just at the foot.
That's right.
At the foot of Soldier Field. I wouldn't be surprised to see you there because you've been a longtime supporter of law enforcement. So, in a sense, for those who follow, it's not a surprise that the Chicago Police officially said, yes, our union supports of all the candidates, Paul Vallis. Interestingly enough, I read that they only even considered one of the other candidates. What do you think of all that?
Yeah, you know, it says a lot about the other candidates running in the race where they wouldn't even go to seek the endorsement of the police union. At the end of the day, you don't get to pick your police union leaders. whether it's, you know, but they are the elected members of the union, and you have an obligation as mayor to sit down and to negotiate with them. Of course, I had my firsthand experience working with the FOP leadership in their negotiations with the city to get the city a contract. As you know, two mayors had failed to negotiate a contract with the Chicago police, with the FOP, with the rank-and-file police officers. And they had gone almost 5 years without a pay increase. There were there were close to 2,000 police officers eligible for retirement who would have likely retired in this last year or so had an agreement not been reached. And I was asked by the FOP leadership to come in and help them. I took no pay for it because I didn't want anyone to question my motivations. We were able to get an eight-year contract. What that demonstrated to me is that you can work with the Fraternal Order of Police. You have to work with them. You have to work with them. You have to work with the sergeants union, because the police sergeants have their own union. You have to work with the community. I mean, public safety is about bringing people together, not dividing people. And I think what we were able to demonstrate, or what I was able to demonstrate in getting that contract done after after a 5 year impasse, and not only getting the police their long overdue raises, but also including in that contract the accountability provisions that were a part of the sergeant's contract and something that people were saying needed to be included in the police contract. I think that just demonstrates my ability to bring parties together and to get things done.
You know, there was a forum, I think it was yesterday, that nearly all the mayoral candidates turned up at. It was about disability action. Public safety, though, was number one on that list. Can you tell me about the conversation? And we only, Paul Vallis, have 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I tried to focus on the questions pertaining to people with disabilities, where I believe some of the other candidates pretty much expounded upon their general political rhetoric. But the point that I wanted to make to the disability community, and it was hosted by Access Living, who I've had the privilege and pleasure of working with for now a couple decades, is the fact that we go there every 4 years and, you know, everybody makes a bunch of promises and nothing ever happens. The point that I made was we can talk about the need to provide to address the issues that are so important to people with living with disabilities. And let me point out that if you live long enough, there will be people in your family who at some point in their lives will probably be living with a disability. It has to be more than just rhetoric. It has to be action. And far too often when we have these forums, that are designed to focus on very specific issues and dealing with a specific long neglected constituencies, we have a tendency just to say the same things, all sound the same. But at the end of the day, who's delivered? Because the values have to be measured in your actions, not in your rhetoric.
Paul Vallis, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. I know before the election, we'll be talking to you more. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great Sunday.